The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
This is some crazy Planet of the Apes stuff right here. A group of monkeys in India attacked a lab employee and stole blood samples from patients who had tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, man.
Now, they still don't know if monkeys can contract coronavirus when they come into contact with infected blood. But if these monkeys do...
Oh, boy.
Well, that's not what you need.
No.
And these are the... I looked this up because I always have trouble with these monkeys. The Rhys
monkeys.
Oh, okay.
Right?
But,
yeah.
These are the... I'm going to let this guy tell you exactly how you're supposed to say these monkeys, okay? This is it, apparently.
Monkey, rhesus macaque. Rhesus.
Oh.
Rhesus macaque. Rhesus macaque.
No, thank you.
Rhesus macaque.
How do I say it?
You say.
Rhesus macaque.
Hey.
Rhesus macaque.
Easy, fella.
Rhesus macaque. Rhesus macaque.
Well, geez. He says it a lot.
Isn't it funny how many times he just said the same?
He said it in, like, this is how you'd say it if you're happy. This is how you'd say it if you're...
Rhesus
like,
macaque.
Yeah.
Rhesus macaque.
I think it's macaque, too.
That's what I thought, too. He calls it Rhesus macaque.
Yeah, I think he's just stirring the pot.
How about you give a little Rhesus macaque?
Yeah. That's crazy. So he said it so many times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm questioning things.
The name of this monkey, Rhesus macaque. Rhesus macaque.
Yeah, like, I think he's off a bit.
Macaque. Yeah. Rhesus macaque. Rhesus macaque.
I love the idea that a guy just did it because it said that.
Yeah.
And he made this video and he was like, you know what? Maybe one day I'll get 5 thumbs up.
Huh.
And he did. He finally got 5 thumbs up.
He did.
They did say eyewitnesses reported seeing one of these rhesus macaques chewing on one of the sample kits while sitting at the top of a tree.
Ooh, man, huh? Drinking that blood down, huh?
This is great.
What's nuts, though? It's like out of a movie.
Right.
Where the monkeys break in and start stealing our weapons. And
it's crazy. It's like you're like, all I have to do is take these coronavirus blood samples to the hospital and get them safe. There, it should take no more than 10 minutes. Macaque's got it! Macaque's got all the blood!
Oh no,
the macaques are gonna spread it!
Oh no.
Macaques are gonna spread that disease!
How many of these macaques are there around there?
Lots.
I think there are about hundreds of them, right?
The macaques! There's a guy running in a suit. Hey, macaques! Macaques dug it! They got a whole bunch of COVID, bro.
What's happened?
Macaques have COVID.
No, not macaques.
They're running around with it.
Yeah, they got COVID in macaques.
Macaques have it.
What else did they steal?
They stole weaponry.
Oh, no.
Snacks.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes.
You don't want your macaques to get COVID.
No.
You don't.
You need to hold on to those COVID samples.
You do.
But I mean, if a team of monkeys swarm me, I'd be like, dang it!
Yeah. It's just crazy to think that the monkeys just want what you have.
Right.
They're like drop it.
Yeah. They're fast, too.
Well, I'm not fighting. I don't know what they are. What are they? A pack?
Yeah, like a pack of what? A troop?
A troop?
I think it's like a troop of baboons.
A troop of baboons.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting a troop of baboons.
But I don't know what like monkeys are.
A gaggle. I don't know.
Northeast.
I have no idea.
But
what do you call a large group of monkeys?
Yeah.
By the way, I'll say this as I was waiting for the results of my test. It's the only medical test I ever wanted to come back positive. Like generally, most tests you get, you're right. Like, you wanted to be negative. You don't have that, sir.
Woo! You ever like?
But I was so sad when she's like, negative. I'm like, oh, I never had it. No, you did not.
Play tricks with myself when I got my test for COVID. I was like negative and positive. And like for a second, I couldn't figure out which one. I was like
what do you want it to be?
Yeah, which one? Yes.
I was like, God. Oh my God.
I was like, it says I'm negative.
By the way, a group of monkey can be referred to as a troop, a barrel, a carload, or a tribe.
Mm.
Huh. What about a barrel? Barrel of monkeys.
Yep.
But troop, I guess, is the key. A troop of monkeys. What they're actually called. Okay, there was one bright spot in the news this weekend. It did happen Saturday with the launch of the SpaceX shuttle. Huge success. And I just kept thinking, please don't explode.
Oh, yeah.
America can't handle this right now. Right. America can't handle an exploding shuttle.
Freaking out, yep.
But thankfully, it all went off pretty well. This is how it sounded.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
Thanks, hey, how's you doing?
Bob and Doug. Bob and Doug.
The ambitions of a new generation continuing the dream.
Dragon, chief engineer on Dragon to ground. Bob Doug, on behalf of the entire launch team, thanks for flying with Falcon 9 today. We hope you enjoyed the ride and wish you a great mission.
Thanks, Bala. Congratulations to you and the F9 team for the first human ride for Falcon 9.
So it launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Saturday afternoon, 2 days after it got delayed by weather. It's the first time astronauts have launched from U.S. soil since 2011, and it is the first time a private company has put someone into orbit. SpaceX founder Elon Musk called it the first step on a journey toward a civilization on Mars. One of the coolest parts of the SpaceX rocket is that it's reusable. Less than 10 minutes after liftoff, the rocket booster landed on a platform right in the middle of the ocean. Roughly 5 minutes after that, the astronauts hit orbit. It took another 19 hours to reach the space station, so they burned 10 minutes live streaming themselves, showing off the inside of the capsule. They docked with the space station yesterday morning. NASA posted footage of them entering through an airlock and hugging the other astronauts on board. They're going to be at the space station for at least 5 weeks.
Yeah, I saw that space station fly over last night. It's always cool when you see that thing fly over and it's like, wow, these guys are in space.
Yeah. Was it last night? Because I was looking for it Saturday night.
It's every night.
Every night, like
every
around 9:45 or so?
Yeah, well, like it's, it changes all the time. But I mean, I think it goes around us like, it has 16 times a day it goes around the Earth.
Mm.
And
wow.
So it's just always, so if you saw it in one part of the sky, like at 9:45, then around like, you know, 11 o'clock, you'd see it again.
Hmm.
You know, it would be over in the sky.
I didn't realize it went around that quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. 16 sunsets and sunrises they see a day. Those dudes.
Holy smokes. It's crazy.
Andy Milonakis tweeted about the people leaving the Earth, and he was like, good choice.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys got out at the right time.
Yeah, no, they did, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
But it's cool. I guess the astronauts get to name the capsule or whatever, like the first people that are ever on it, they get to come up with the name, and they named it Endeavor. They're like, so it's like the dragon or whatever is what it was. But I think that one is the Dragon Endeavor now.
You know what I would have called
it? Shuttle Endeavor.
Rhesus
Macaque. That's what I would have called it.
We've put our heads together and we're calling it the macaque.
Did the macaque Rhesus duck?
Macaque.
Yes.
Open the airlock. I docked macaque.
Yeah.
I docked macaque.
We're attempting a macaque dock.
Are you guys prepared to dock the macaque?
Roger that. We're going to dock the macaque.
Bring the macaque in.
Macaque coming in for docking.
Dock that bad boy.
Rhesus macaque.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
Well, that's just a quick check right there on pronunciation.
Very cool.
Which, by the way, docking, we've learned on this show years ago, is a totally different
yep,
thing.
Exactly.
As it, I forgot all
yep,
about it.
Yep, that's why I thought it was extra funny. Docking macaque.
The USS macaque.
Yep.
Yeah, they're docking macaque right now. Did you see it? Amazing. What a moment in history.
Yep.
All ready to put that on Pornhub, boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Been around for a while.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A weird start to the day. I mean, listen, this 2020 just will go down as one of the worst years in the history of mankind. But not that I'm comparing this to anything bad in the world. Just that it's weird.
Right.
I was a bit delayed because the software had to update on my mug.
You had a mug software update?
What?
You had firmware?
You had firmware on your mug?
I couldn't use my self-heating mug because the new software I had to upload first. And
the Russians are just listening.
To
Dave's coffee talks.
They're like,
listen to him.
He takes another sip of Vladimir.
He updates software then.
He did it. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
We put so many different traps.
Who would believe coffee needed updates?
He did it. Oh. We hear everything now. Yeah. We have his bank account.
We can see him.
We have his bank account.
Yep.
So I was like, this is just a weird world we live in now.
You can't use it while it's updating?
Well, it won't fire up, right?
Oh.
You have to update it first before it'll heat.
My whole thing is, I mean, it doesn't heat your coffee. It just holds the coffee, but then it allows it to stay at a certain temperature, right?
Right, that's it. So it allows it to cool down. So when the coffee brews, it's like 175 degrees.
Right.
And I keep it like at 140, 145.
Right.
So then when it hits the ideal temperature,
It'll keep it there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being locked in a car that has electric locks and people have just forgotten when the electric lock button doesn't work.
Don't get me wrong.
That's where we're going.
I still could have had a cup of coffee, but yes. I want it warm, so right. I'm going to wait until it downloads the new software.
Exactly.
You got to get the new software if you're going to have that cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
So you want to know what I'm looking at now, what I got my eyes on now?
Well, yeah.
What?
I got it. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Let's see.
What are you looking at?
It's a heated razor.
Why?
You know what I... Well, you know
I guess it's pores, right? Like it opens your pores or something?
Right. I get a lot of ingrown hairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And you can see like little bumps on my face from all the ingrown hair, and they say heat actually will help with that. And so they have like a rechargeable cordless heated razor.
Oh, is that why they always give you like in the old timey times? They give you
the hot towel.
That's the way you could do it if you were a real man, but I ain't nobody got time for that.
Jesus. I just don't think this is going to do anything for you. I wouldn't get it now.
I'd wait till the price goes down.
Oh my God. No, I didn't even see the price.
Yeah, no, it's $200.
I don't think it's even going to work.
The reviews I read were great.
Well, sure, but no one's even used it yet.
Well, look, there's like 678 reviews. 355 of them are a
team of South Koreans who work for the Gillette factory.
Right.
Best of the best. Best of money can buy. Simply the best.
Simply the best. Oh, man.
So, anyways, I don't know. I'm not going to get it.
The best
anytime soon.
Yeah, you got to let that price go down.
Yeah, it's way too expensive. It's insane. But I've had my eye on it. I always look at the up and coming gadgets.
Yeah.
Right. And this is one that's had it's caught my attention.
When I used to shave, I like a Gillette razor if I could.
I have Gillette razors, and I've fallen victim to all the things in the past. You know, the 25 blades. Can I tell you the number one shaving thing that I ever bought? But it was just a disaster. But it was amazing when it worked. It heated up your shaving cream.
Whoa.
And so when you put it in your hand,
it would be hot.
It was warm. And I'm telling you, like, warm shaving cream is the best.
Yeah.
It's the best. But it got so disgusting so fast.
Oh, sure.
Like, just shaving cream's gross.
Yeah.
You know, you have a shaving cream, just a normal thing. It's always like, oh, yeah. God, look at this dried up.
It's so gross.
It's so gross.
Yeah, so a shaving cream warmer.
It was not good. Yeah. But boy, oh boy, warm shaving cream is awesome. Yeah. However, if I ever get like a shave, when I would get a shave at a barber or whatever, that's when I would break out the worst.
Oh, really?
When they would do all that stuff. I would be the most.
Well, they have like this, because I have ingrown hairs on my face, they have like this, this like cream you're supposed to put on that's supposed to work. But I guess if it, they're not new, it won't work. And I went to get them the kind of seen about, they would have to like cut them open.
Yeah, cut them open
on
and
my
pull
face,
it out.
Pull it out and then sew me back up.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, I guess I'll just live with a couple of bumps then.
Yeah. It does suck, any sort of face irritation like that.
Yeah.
But ever since beard living so much easier.
Oh my God, yeah. Every once in a while, I'll still get like an ingrown hair or whatever on my face, like in my beard. Mm. But it's never, I don't really have a problem with it.
Anyways, I'm not getting it anytime soon, but
it did
catch my eye. If there's any big Black Friday sale or something where they take a big discount off it,
yeah.
I might get myself a rechargeable heated razor.
Yeah, just everything's going to be so hot.
I got my hot mug and my hot.
That's in there. So you just put it in and it burns your face.
It's so hot! Dave, it's way too hot!
Somehow the two like appliances connect and they heat up his razor to the temperature of his coffee.
145.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts so much, I gotta take a sip of my coffee!
One, two, three. We reprogram his razors.
He's going to burn himself really badly today. Let's hope he does his genitals today.
Today it will be like he shaved with a lightsaber.
I never even thought of a hot ball shave. Yeah. That sounds enjoyable.
Yeah.
I feel like a hot ball shave done by some, like a professional woman.
Oh my God. Yes.
Would be incredible.
Scantily clad professional woman giving you a
gives
hot
you
ball
a
shave.
Hot ball shave.
That's a good way to live.
Like, don't you think Putin gets a hot ball shave?
Oh, yes.
Like a professional.
Of course he does. Hot ball shave.
I think he gets a hot everything in the morning.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
He's not. Is he married?
I don't think
so. Is Putin married or is
he the most eligible bachelor in all of Russia?
Even if he's married, he still is.
Yes.
He's married.
They're divorced now. He was married until 2014 to Lyudmila Alexandrova Akrantianya.
She's still with us?
No.
Is she? I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it just says when she, it would say when she lived.
This doesn't seem like a Putin divorce goes the right way.
Oh, no, you don't think so. Mm-hmm.
She is a bitch.
She's the only person ever say targeted bad to me.
Yeah.
So I threw her from top of the building.
In Russia, divorces start at the top of building and end at ground.
Someone said bikini bump cream may work on your face, Dave. So now I got to put bikini bump cream.
I don't know.
I
mean, I don't know. Like, take a doctor's advice before you. I don't know what that even is. Like,
bikini.
So it means they're shaving down there. And
you know what I
bumps.
Think you have to do is you have to get some of that man lava soap.
Bikini bump blaster. Walmart sells a bikini bump blaster. What is that? Oh, it's the cream.
Mm-hmm. You got to get some of that old school lava soap my dad used to use.
Oh,
and just rub it on your face. And
just rip it off.
It'll tear you right out of there.
Lava soap is a funny thing.
Yep. Lava soap. I loved that lava soap as a kid.
Oh, me too. My dad used to have it.
This is incredible.
Look at anything
the one on the rope?
You.
No. I don't know. No, this one had like pumice stone inside of it.
Would rip you to shreds.
And it was for like guys who actually had real jobs.
Oh, yeah. And their hands would be like covered in motor oil.
Yeah, like grease and all that.
Yeah, no, I've always been a very...
See, someone said straight razor. I disagree with that.
They said straight razor, no ingrown hairs ever.
I would get the straight razor done to me, and then my face would be a disaster. Now, maybe I didn't have ingrown hairs and I just had like razor burn, but I would get razor burn, incredible razor burn from a straight edge. So
I always kept wanting them to put more blades on it.
2,500
blades.
I got 25
so
blades.
Sharp.
Yeah, that'd be deadly sharp.
Yeah.
So pretty soon everything I use in life will have to be recharged.
Yeah, man.
Updated. My razor,
when
to
it's
my toothbrush.
And the thing is, you know, they talked about it 10 years ago that everything we have will eventually be smart.
Yes.
And it'll all talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And eventually you'll wake up and they'll be like, your coffee is at peak efficiency. Your razor is at the proper temperature
for
shaving.
For in life.
You know what I mean?
I want someone to actually shave me and boil my coffee. And
right.
I told you, I wanted to live like the Jetsons live.
I know.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to happen for me. So I'm getting it there myself.
Yeah.
I do have a backup, like an emergency kit with like a regular mug, a regular toothbrush, and a regular razor just in case, you know.
Yeah, like end of times.
Yeah, end of times. You need a normal.
Marauders! I got no time to get the coffee cup! Can't imagine my big concern with the Marauders coming is my Oral-B toothbrush doesn't spin anymore because the power's out.
Never grab my
kit. I'll never.
It's got a porcelain mug!
Oh my God!
A regular toothbrush and a regular razor in it!
I'll have to leave my silver glove.
That's Dave's bug out bag. Yeah.
It's got a toothbrush,
a mug. Yep. A lot of people's
razor.
Bug out bags different than that.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure I can still enjoy.
Yeah,
coffee, teeth brushing, and razor in.
Yeah,
for sure, man. Make them smart
in the new times. All right, coming up here,
the new times.
That's what we're gonna call them.
I wonder. It makes me wonder if we'll start the calendar over.
Yeah,
like when the new times start, will we start
year zero
again?
Might as well.
Let's go year zero.
Hey, you know, I'm doing all right in these new times. Things are fine.
The
I never
new
really
times.
Needed an electric mug anyway.
You know, Marauders like being entertained, so I do jokes for them.
Yeah, they love coffee too, so Dave's fine because he's the master brewer.
He's a master brewer. He's the only one who has the perfect coffee for the Marauder King.
I said we're living in 2020. Dave is in 3020.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, the new times.
I love all the gadgets.
The new times.
That's great.
Oh, there's another thing that I did almost order, but luckily Amber talked me out of it. It's an egg cracker.
Yeah.
Like, why? You mean your fingers? Like your fingers.
Does it perfectly? This might be able to get behind because cracking an egg
easy
is...
Easy split egg cracker and separator.
Look at how insane this. You have to wash it every time and you can just grab it with your hand.
But man, could you crack a lot of eggs real fast?
How many eggs have you cracked? The most eggs you've cracked in one sitting?
Probably like eight to ten.
8 to 10?
Like an omelets for the family.
Got a big family to feed.
Yeah,
right? I could do the same thing, but you know what I use? The side of a bowl.
That's what I mean.
I know, but
crack, split.
Ding, ding, ding.
Come on, look how, ding, look at ding, that. Ding. Amazing. And the
it'll
the
catch
shell.
The yolk if you need it to,
yeah,
huh?
It'll separate it if you need it to. It makes sure there's no shell ever gets in there.
That is like everything that's wrong with us right there. Like the engineering that went into cracking this egg so that you don't touch it.
Easy split. Yeah.
And honestly, you know what it's designed for? It's designed for people just like me that don't like touching stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
It's designed for me. Yeah. Like, oh my God. But even me.
You get no egg on you.
I get over the fact that I'm going to get some disgusting egg on
myself.
By
the way, Chuck, it's dishwasher safe. Look
at
that. Look how fast. I could make an omelet in 3 seconds with that thing.
I mean, they're just showing you every time. I'd love to see them do it 4 times in a row without cutting and see how many times the egg is just nuked.
Yeah. That's something. Yeah, it is horrifyingly gross when you get a little bit of shell in it.
Not
ever had
with,
that happen?
Oh, yeah. You got to go down
easy
and
split.
Fish it out.
Not with easy split.
Not with easy split.
I got to get away from the gadgets.
You could do. I don't know where.
That's that. To me, even though it's ridiculous, at least it's in the ballpark range of affordability, whereas the razor that they want you to buy is $200.
That's a wild thing.
Yeah, for sure.
$200 for that thing.
No, for the heated razor, $200, but the easy split's only $15.99.
That's reasonable.
So even if I only use it a couple of times, that's your money's worth right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, coming up, we will get to a check of the news here. What made a mom get into a fight with her adult son? Do rich people have their own dating sites? An idiot criminal of the day is all coming up. We're going to start, though, in North Carolina. Two guys were charged after a stabbing and an hours-long negotiation at an apartment. What's making headlines is their mugshots. They're soon going to be up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You have to check them out for yourself. Here's the story, though, of how this all began.
New this hour, after 5 hours of negotiations, Asheville police arrested two suspects following an early morning stabbing. Price negotiators were able to negotiate with Donald Lurie to get him outside of his apartment, as well as Julia Cavalieri. He barricaded himself inside
for hours
with
woman.
That other suspect. What? Lurie is charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill and inflict serious injury. The woman, Cavalieri, is facing charges of obstructing justice. Reports of A stabbing came in around 4 o'clock this morning. That's when that standoff began, when Lori refused to leave the building. As a precaution, all surrounding units were evacuated. The stabbing victim is in the hospital this hour, we're told, with life-threatening conditions.
That woman is terrifying.
She's like done her makeup. Well, not makeup. She's taken a Sharpie, and she's drawn like a Joker-style face.
Yes.
Yep.
Missing. On herself.
I thought it bottom was tooth.
Missing bottom teeth.
These are like some sort of like, they should be villains in some sort of Batman movie.
I don't know if
like
it says.
Like a white trash Batman.
Well, it's either that or she was held down and the psychopath looking man did that to her
face.
But
why does she have a mugshot?
But does it say like bully, no system?
I can't tell.
No,
crow,
stop.
It says crow.
Crow and raven. So she was doing, making herself into the crow is what she was doing. She was making herself into the crow, which you can understand because being the crow is amazing, but.
The crow's pretty cool.
Well, that dude looks crazy too.
That's what I mean. Like, so did she do it to herself or is that, she does smile. She is smiling pretty though.
She was charged with resist, delay, and obstruct.
She's the muscle.
But then the psycho was the one that stabbed.
Yes, he stabbed.
He stabbed. She was just along for the ride.
I think he's wearing a lady's tank top.
Possibly.
I think he looks great in it.
Either way. They are our mugshots of the day. DavidJumpTheFreak.com. So,
Richard Simmons on meth.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Richard Simmons on meth. That's what he looks like.
Oh
she looks like. Crazy Joker
like
villain.
The crow went the on like Joker a 20-year bender.
Right.
Just a bizarre pair that you have to see to believe for yourself.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, this is a scary moment. A lot of people have thought about what would happen if this happened to them. If you're driving your car and the brakes don't work.
Ooh, I don't.
Just happened to a woman on a highway in Ohio. She couldn't get her car to slow down, so she called 911. The video of this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com as well. Here's how it played out.
I got it. My lights are already on. Just let her know I'm here behind her and get a good game plan and break the derby. She's all the way over on the right hand side. She can't get slowed down.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she's
he is gunning it to try and catch her.
Yes.
She must be going so fast.
You gotta turn your key off.
She almost got me. She can't get slowed down.
Oh my god, this is so dangerous. She's on the grass.
She had to get around that guy.
I know.
Emma.
This is her.
Becky. I need you to listen to me right now, okay?
She's trying and it won't do anything.
Okay. She's tapping her brakes, it won't do anything. All right, now I want you to take a hold of your emergency brake. Do you hear me? Emma. This is Becky. All right, take a hold of your emergency brake and just gradually
pull it up.
Pull that a little bit and see if it slows you down at all. Emma, does it slow you down at all?
Yeah.
It does?
And you're safe.
The emergency brake does slow her down some.
And she pulls over.
Oh, my God. That's why you have an emergency brake.
Exactly, for a case of emergencies.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Jesus.
Go, get out. Car park? Car park? Get out. You're okay. Relax. Stand there.
Jeez, that's terrifying.
It is terrifying. You would think you'd know to do the emergency brake thing, but not everyone would. And I guess in you know, when you're so worked up by the whole situation.
Yeah.
You may not think about it. Several patrol cars were also on the scene, and the dash cam video from one of them is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
What kind of car was it?
That I didn't notice.
Because you remember
an SUV or something.
Yeah, I know, but remember
one of the recalls.
Or remember who was having that trouble before.
Could you tell there right near the end where
I think you maybe could.
I can't tell. Does it look like a
or did they blur it out?
No.
Remember the one that flew off the cliff with the family in it? Oof. Oh,
I don't want to. I speculate what it is here, but I can't really tell.
Is it a Mazda?
I don't know.
That's so scary.
Yeah, that's super scary. You can't even make out what kind of car it is.
I know. Because it was Toyotas were the ones that were had the brake problem
yeah,
right,
this
before.
This doesn't appear to be. It looks like it's five letters, so I wouldn't,
Mazda.
You know, Dodge or Mazda, or I don't know.
Ooh. That's
scary.
It's not what you want to have happen to you.
No.
I thought that because when we, the one that flew off the cliff, that we kind of dove into it a little bit, and like that you can, some cars will let you turn the key and the engine will turn off. You can always just shift the car into neutral.
Right.
It'll probably blow your engine.
But you'll be alive.
But it'll slow you down unless you're on a hill.
Yeah.
You know.
Hill.
And then the emergency brake.
So Danny in Boston actually had this happen to him. Your brakes went out when you were driving, Danny.
Yeah, so it was similar idea. My brakes, it's not that my brakes went out, it's my accelerator got.
The accelerator was jammed, which is what happened, I think, in most of all these cases.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So as my dad, like, has an old school BMW, it was, like, from the 80s, he, like, built it back up. It's a nice car, but that happened. So I just remembered, luckily, that when, like, I was in driver's ed, I had a really good driver's ed teacher who kind of told us this scenario. But basically, you don't want to rip your e-brake because, especially if you're going at a high speed, you can flip your car.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's bad. So, you know how most automatic cars have, like, a gear shifter still? It says, like, 3.2L or 3.2.1.
Yeah.
So, what you do is you try and press your brake so that you can shift, and even though your car is still accelerating, you start to slowly shift into those gears, and your engine will, like, overwork itself, and eventually, and the engine itself will slow the car back down.
Right, right.
I had this happen to me on multiple occasions.
When you did this, does it just kill your engine?
No, it doesn't kill the engine. It basically, it's like, if you guys drive a stick shift car,
yeah,
it's essentially like that. You put it into a like gear that's way too low for the car to be moving.
Right. So if you're going to fly around a corner, if you wanted to fly around a corner, you could like downshift very quickly and it would slow the car down. But at the same time, you then get the acceleration to like take the corner and go real fast.
Exactly. So, like, you know, for me, it happened, like, I'm moving 45, and all of a sudden, I try to hit my brakes, and the car just starts speeding up, and I was like, uh-oh. So, that's kind of what I did, and it worked enough to slow me down to the point where I could, like, you know, kind of turn if there was something in my way that I was going to hit.
Right, right. So, how did you get fully stopped?
Eventually, I was able to unstick the accelerator. My car had a mechanical issue. That was why it was, like, literally sticking.
Okay.
Right.
I was able to get it down to, like, 10 miles an hour. So you're not going to, if you crash into something, you're not going
to
kill anybody.
You're fine. Okay. The one time I had something like this happen to me, nothing near as bad, though, when my flip-flop got stuck between
gas
and it jammed it down. Mm-hmm. So for a brief second, I was flying with a flip in charge of my destiny.
Yeah. Yep. The flip of destiny. Or would it be the flop?
It's the flop of destiny.
Well, luckily it did not flop. It was the flip, but the flip of destiny almost took my life.
Oh my God.
Thank God. I was able to kick it out from underneath there.
Yeah. I've had some flip flop incidents where you could see how stuff could get stuck.
Yeah. I had a sandal do the same thing one time where the toe of the sandal, almost like a sandwich, put my foot down and it went right inside the gas pedal. It was weird. But the same thing, it kind of was like stuck and it was kind of accelerating and I was like, I had to pull my foot out of there. But
John's with us here on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, John, good morning. Jesus. Hello. John?
Yep.
What the hell's going on over there? You all right?
Sorry. I had you guys on Bluetooth still.
That was terrifying for us. All right. So what happened to you?
I was on a street bike and the same thing happened. My throttle got stuck on for some reason. I ended up shifting it into neutral, shutting the bike off, and then slowly downshifting from sixth gear into probably like third, fourth, then into second until it was slow enough that I could pull over and use my front brakes to actually stop the bike.
Yeah, that's it's just crazy. You know what's not? So when we were like, I don't know, we were 12 years old, my buddy came from a crazy family where he was like 12 and his older brother was like 48. They had like 12 kids. He was one of the last two kids. But they had tons of cool stuff because there were all these basically adults that were in the family.
Right. Yeah.
We got a go-kart given to him by one of his family members that was made with a motorcycle engine.
Jeez.
It was just this man-made piece together go-kart frame with a big giant motorcycle engine on it. We would take it to the mall because back in the day on Sundays, the malls weren't open. And we could race in the mall parking lot with no traffic, no nothing. You could get it to as fast as it would go. It was as fast as a motorcycle. It was insane. My buddy's riding it. Mm-hmm. This exact thing happens. The throttle brakes at full blast.
And he can't slow down.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Where it happened?
He is turning. He's turning to try to slow down. He goes straight and he hit a cement parking block.
Oh. Did he just shoot himself? Was he a Falcon rocket?
he basically went into orbit.
He docked with the space station.
He went into orbit, flew out of the go-kart. Fine.
Somehow,
I don't know how.
He shouldn't be fine.
Somehow, totally fine. I don't know, like the turning slowed it a little bit, I think, just the force of it. And when he hit it and it just, you know, destroyed everything and himself. But he walked away.
Such an awkward eulogy.
Oh, my God. It was so terrifying to watch.
Go-kart eulogies.
Well, and the thing is, like, it was just, it's crazy because it was just his turn.
Right.
You know, we were all taking turns. I had just ridden it. Some other guy had just ridden it. And then it was his turn. And
he got the short end of the straw.
Yeah, he did.
We're talking about the moment you were behind the wheel of an out-of-control vehicle. It happened to Beth, too. Beth, what happened in your case?
Hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
My boyfriend and I at the time were pulling out of Meyer at 16 and Van Dyke, major road, and I got to the driveway and I applied the brakes and I just kept going. I whipped my wheel to the side, threw on my hazards and pulled back into the parking lot because cars were swerving around us. And my boyfriend was like, how did you even know to do that? And I said, I have no idea. It just sort of kicked in. And then to get the car somewhere, there was a service like a Goodyear on the other side and he opened up the door, put his foot out of the door onto the floor, onto the pavement, and sort of Fred Flintstoned it all the way through the turnaround.
Oh, my God. That's an incredibly strong leg.
What a muscular leg your man has.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but that was the first time it happened. This was on an S10 pickup. And then it happened a second time. Mm. We were on 12 Mile, going to Home Depot by 75, and we were in the turn lane, and we were coming right up to a median, and again, the brake line went out because it was an old truck. He did the same thing to get it to a service station, just took back streets, put his foot out to stop it.
Hey, maybe you guys should go in for a little more regular maintenance or something.
Yeah, time to get the brake line checked.
Well, we got rid of the truck after that. Yeah, that was the final straw. The first time was, you know, just it's an old truck, and the second time it was like this truck's got to go. I can't do it anymore.
Oh my God!
You can't just have non-existent brakes from time to time.
You need the brakes. That's brakes. One of the vital.
Brakes are key. Kara's with us next. Were you behind the wheel of an out of control vehicle?
Yes, I was. A Ford Fusion Hybrid.
What happened there?
Fusion!
Yeah. So, you know how those run off the brakes?
Yes.
Yes. So, I was going about 45, and I was pulling up to a red light behind a truck, and then all of a sudden, they just stopped working. So, thankfully, there was a church parking lot to my right. I popped the car in neutral and just swerved into the parking lot. Just barely didn't hit the truck, and then I had to drive like 5 miles down the road with no brakes to get it to the shop.
Wow, that's crazy. And what a thing, I guess you're going to have to teach your kids this move.
To Tokyo Drift? Like, what you're going to have to
teach your kids this kind of move.
Yeah.
Like that they know just in case something happens, you might have to throw the car into neutral.
I guess I'm teaching Aiden to drive right now, and I never really thought about, because I've never had to deal with it, thankfully.
No.
Yeah, I'm knocking on every piece of wood that's available to me.
Well,
here.
There's a lot around here.
Yeah, there is currently. Days. Lots of screens.
There's so much wood.
There is so
real
much
wood.
Shane's in Boston. You had a similar thing happen.
Yeah.
So what was your story?
My story, I was driving down in Denham. It's a two-lane road. I got two babies in the back seat, and my wife's in the front seat, and my controls for my radio are on my steering wheel, but so are my cruise control buttons.
Yeah.
And I was sold the car with a recall, and I accidentally hit the cruise control button, and then I was, like, hitting turn up, but I hit set up for the speed. And I was like, oh, look, cruise control works. And then I hit the brake to try to stop it, and it wouldn't stop. It actually accelerated, and there's a red light coming up. And my car's accelerating. My wife's now freaking out because she's thinking I'm driving like not a good father, because I got an 18-month-old and a 1-year-old in the back.
Yeah.
And I had a squeeze between stopped cars at a red light and an MBTA bus, and because I was panicking. I should have, if I wasn't panicking, I would have known what to do. But I was panicking because it was either rear-end the car or try to sideswipe the bus to slow down. And I made it between the bus and the car. And once I seen an opening, I just looked at my shifter and snapped it into neutral. And then that disengaged it. And then my brakes would stop the drivetrain.
So, Shane, your initial plan, though, was to slow yourself down among the side of a bus.
If you had to.
Yeah, like pretty much like ride the side, like grind the bus, like as if I had to. You know, it was a scary moment because, I mean, it was either that or a pile on the front end of my car at around 50 miles an hour into a pile of the parked car.
Jesus.
Nope.
Yeah, I guess you sideswipe a bus then.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Glad you're okay, man. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
That's even more, you know, frightening with when you have small children in your vehicle.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole different level of fear and worry. You're not, I can see how you wouldn't be thinking straight.
But you see what happened to him. Like he even said, he goes, like, I normally would know what to do. Like normally I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, just put it in neutral. But stuff starts spiraling out of control so fast that your brain goes a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you forget what you're supposed to do. You're like, put it in neutral. That's why you have to, like, I guess, drill it home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope they don't have to deal with it, but.
Yeah.
Possibly. And if they do, maybe they'll remember what you told them 13
when
years
we
ago.
Have, listen,
that's it.
Dave, this kind of stuff's going to happen all the time when we have Mad Max cars.
It's true.
Yeah. You know, when we're those when things.
I'm going to have a chopper.
Sure.
Oh, I'm going to have one of those homemade choppers.
Oh, nice. Oh,
wow.
Homemade in the new times.
You have to. You got to take to the skies in modern times.
That's true. It's true.
Got to be able to escape to the skies in your homemade chopper. So a few more calls here. We're talking about the story of this woman in Ohio who lost control of her car, just wouldn't stop eventually, 911 walked her through how to bring the car to a stop at the side of the freeway, but it could have been so much worse. When have you been behind the wheel of an out-of-control car? Steve's up next. What happened, Steve?
Yeah, I used to drive this old Dodge Diplomat, like, from the 80s, mm-hmm. and I was on 696, and somehow it started on fire. Like, people were honking at me. All I see is fire coming out the back of my car. Somehow, the brake line, it burnt up or whatever, because I could not stop.
Oh, no.
Somehow, I, like, coasted to the side of the road and opened the door and stopped it with my, well, didn't stop it, but slowed it down enough with my feet so I could jump out before the whole thing burnt up. It exploded on the freeway.
Oh, my God. Holy hell.
To this day, my friends and I laugh about this.
You can laugh now, but at the time, terrifying.
He jumped out of an exploding car, guys.
He's like, well, Tuck and Roll, my diplomat. Oh, no.
I don't even know what that is.
No,
I don't even know what the diplomat is. I mean, there it is. Let's see this beautiful beast.
Dodge Diplomat.
Oh, yes.
Like a tank.
Oh, that'll burn for hours.
My diplomat!
Not my diplomat.
No. It was kind of like a souped-up Monte Carlo SS a little bit.
I guess there was even a, like, looks like a station wagon
version. Oh, man, yes.
It looks like kind of what, like, old-timey mobsters used to drive.
Yeah.
I like a car like that.
Is that like a sunroof or something on that one? I don't know.
That's like T-tops. Yeah. Looks like T-tops, huh?
That's the 81 Dodge Diplomat.
That's a gorgeous thing.
Height of luxury.
Until it catches fire.
It looks like a stock car.
John's in Boston. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing all right. Were you behind the wheel of an out-of-control vehicle?
I was actually behind in the back seat of a wheel that was a car that was out of control. So New Year's Day, about 20 years ago, coming back from a night of drinking, down the Mass Turnpike, a friend of mine who's driving the car decides to have a seizure while he's driving.
Oh.
So he mashes the gas pedal. So now we're accelerating down the Mass Pike. We're hitting speeds about 90 to 100. He's a bigger kid. Three others of us in the car. I'm sitting behind him. I managed to reach over, pull his leg off the accelerator, buddy riding shotgun. He grabs the wheel. I put it in neutral and start pulling up the e-brake. He steers the car over to the breakdown lane. We all survive.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's some quick thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was about 10 seconds of absolute panic, though. I mean, it was absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Oof. No doubt. We talked to this guy, I think, before on the show. He lost control of his Mustang GT in Naples, Florida. He hydroplaned, hit the median backwards, rolled the car airborne. It split in half after hitting a palm tree, and he walked away from this with a split head. That's the...
Oh my God.
Picture of the accident that happened later.
He walked away from
that. He walked
away.
When
your car's cut in half,
at the time.
It just cut the back seats in half. That's what made him. That's
yeah, it was literally right down the middle of the vehicle almost.
Pure luck.
Back half, anyway.
Dude.
Pure luck.
Billy Pike, you're lucky to be alive, my friend. You're lucky to be alive. Mason's with us next. Hey, Mason, what's your story?
Hey, so I actually have a 80s Chevy van.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about an 80s van, the engine is actually half in under the hood and half in your cab, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're like sitting on it.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it happened to be
very dangerous.
That this whole van was a project, and I actually had the doghouse off. So my ignition got stuck, but I actually had access to the engine right there, right to the right of me, that I took my hand and actually flipped the throttle, and my car kept going.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was all just happenstance that my engine was accessible while I was still driving.
Well, yeah, that and, like, you know what you're doing, because I could have all the engine accessibility.
I could have my engine sitting right in front of me, and I'd be like, God, I'm screwed!
Yeah, I wouldn't know why.
I've never been sure what a throttle is.
the other day when I was, like, trying to fix my own Jeep, I was trying to figure, I'm like, you know, a real person who knows what they're doing would, like, I had to rev the engine. But I would have to walk around and go and push the pedal because I had no idea
how to do it. In the
where's
engine.
The throttle? Yeah, I had no idea where it was. But like a real man would just like reach down. Yeah. They pull something, right?
Yeah.
No clue. Yeah, so neither. Stupid.
Nah, we're pansies. Jimmy's in Rhode Island. Jimmy, what happened to you?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Penis.
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 Just wanted to give you guys a quick story. Me and my old man, we're both in the military, and you know, we rarely get together. We got together to work on my car, and basically we're doing the brakes, and it was a little 5-speed. I had the e-brake up, and we couldn't get the calipers off, so you know, he goes, "Hey son, go ahead and put the e-brake down. We'll we'll test the brakes. We'll get the brake pads off, and then put everything back together." Well, I always used to leave my car in neutral, and this one time, I basically just, you know, because we had just taken it off of the e-brake, I put it in neutral, and I'm sorry, I didn't put it in neutral. And he goes, "Hey, go ahead and pump the brakes." I pumped the brakes, nothing happened. He goes, "All right, it'll just turn the car on." So I pushed the clutch in, let my foot off the brake, and turned the car on. When I released it, it was still in gear because we put it in gear so it wouldn't roll on us.
Right.
When I released the clutch, the car jumped forward, and we were in the garage. And basically, I had enough time to kind of think it through, like, okay, this car's about to roll and hit him. So I'm like, "Dad, get out of the way." You know, I can't do anything about it. I'm a pretty strong guy. I got out of the car. I started trying to pull it back, but you know, it's got too much momentum.
Is the car on top of your dad at this point?
Not yet.
No, not yet. But it's, I mean, we're talking about like maybe 3 or 4 feet, and he's an older dude, so he's not moving pretty quick. And the car ended up pinning him against a tool chest, like a steel tool chest. And so you know, I got out, and I'm, you know, naturally I'm freaking out, and So I'm like checking him out. I'm also a medic. I start looking him over. And what I ended up doing was I ended up crushing his calf. The car was low enough where that's the only thing it hit. He got what's called compartmental syndrome, where basically the leg swells up so much they have to cut it on either side to relieve the swelling.
Jesus, dude.
Bloodletting.
After
he's okay, though. Everything's okay.
No, he's okay. He's okay.
Good. All right, Jimmy.
I freaked out, and then, you know, that was done.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine, Chuck, you've got the Breister pinned up against a tool chest.
The Breister figured out, it took him about 14 minutes to realize, like, because he used to work on cars, right? Mm-hmm. So when he had the Dodge Monaco, gorgeous 1975 maroon Dodge Monaco, he would take me out as, like, this young, young kid, and clearly was like, this kid doesn't have any interest in any of this. So luckily we didn't kill each other by trying to do stuff in the garage. You know what I mean?
He knew, like, you couldn't handle it.
No.
Yeah.
Even with my Jeep, I won't do anything that involves like lifting it up and putting a jack on. No, that's, if it's got to do all that, I got to take it to the shop.
Yeah.
Take it to the shop. I'm not getting crushed by my own Jeep.
No.
That's how quite a few people go out.
Terrible way to go.
That's not happening to this guy.
I'm surprised because you're cheap. So
I'm very cheap, but I'm also terrified of being crushed.
Yeah.
Someone said I had to pretend my car was out of control to get out of a ticket doing donuts in my high school parking lot.
That's funny.
I can't
stop it!
Went wacky on me.
Yeah, that's thinking on your feet
That is thinking on your feet.
What's really weird is, why is he back in his high school parking lot when he's 25 years old?
I had to turn in there!
No, that's actually, if they buy that story, if you can back it up, pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to manufacture some fake tears or something pretty quick.
Yeah, you'd have to make it look like you were terrified.
Yeah, right? You just got to poop in your pants. That's all you got to do.
Amanda, so this woman in Ohio had an out-of-control car on the freeway, and police dispatchers talked her through it, but it could have been really bad. Have you had a situation like that?
I have. I had a sweet 90s Geo Prism, and luckily
gorgeous.
It was a 5-speed, but my dad had fixed the brakes with a vice grip because there was a small leak in the hose. Well, I was driving home from work one day and thought they felt kind of funny. Then all of a sudden, I had no brakes at all, so I was swerving through cars, running red lights, and finally had to hit a snowbank at about 20 to stop my car. And when I called him, he goes, "Yeah, I knew where it was. I followed the brake stuff all the way to where your car was parked."
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, don't fix it with a vice grip, Dad.
Yeah, Dad, don't look at it. I mean, I can't.
Are you kidding me?
I honestly can't even imagine, like, I just stick a piece of gum
on something?
On my daughter's brake line. And I'm like, all right, Stella, go. You're good. I put some gum on it. It's good. It's juicy fruit. It's not going anywhere.
Juicy fruit.
Juicy fruit. Oh, my God.
The taste is good.
Dads. Get it fixed.
Come on. Don't
get
do
it
that,
fixed.
Dads.
Matt's in Boston. What happened?
Hey, penis balls.
Penis.
Just
penis.
Real quick. Thank you guys. So I had an incident. I was driving to pick up some Chinese food and I get in the parking lot. Is this like Chinese place in this town, Rockland? I get in the parking lot and, I go to put the car in park and it's not going to park. So I climb under the Jeep Cherokee and, I look and I see the transmission linkage is not connected. So I gotta like put a tab through like a little peg into like a tab. Prepared a peg, by the way.
Yeah,
and
then, peg.
And then, yeah. I was like, you know, heck it. And then I tried to force it together, and I forced them together, and I shifted the transmission into drive.
Oh no!
I ran both my legs over, and then the car went speeding into the Chinese restaurant.
Like a missile.
Hell? Oh my God! Yeah.
There's people eating in the restaurant and it smashed right into the front stairs.
Just like a fat guy holding an egg roll.
Yeah, a bunch of people came outside and then I just left.
You left your car in the Chinese restaurant?
No, I got in, I just floored it and just left. I left my bumper there.
Oh no. Matt. Did they figure out who you were?
Did they tie you to that crime?
No, because I don't run a front plate.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Oh, my but, God. Let's hope that was years ago.
Yes.
That's so terrible.
Let's hope that was a long, long time ago. And that Chinese restaurant is fully recovered.
And all the people who were people inside. That day.
Yeah. Covered in General Tso's chicken.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a scary time.
And you just fled. Someone said I was coming home from work on a winter night and the roads had a thin sheet of ice on them. I was on the expressway trying to merge into a different freeway and I slowly tapped my brake but just kept going just as fast. My wheels locked up. I panicked. I tried turning the wheel into the swerve and I flipped my Saturn 4 to 5 times, landed on my driver's side door. I had to crawl out the rear window that was completely smashed through. I walked away with no injuries.
Wow. A Saturn protected you?
Somehow.
I don't know how.
Somehow.
As a former Saturn owner, I must say that I thought that if you hit something, you turned into 1,000 gold coins.
Yeah, just and then everyone just looted you as they drove over your remains. Right.
Like some Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. I would have agreed with you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, consider yourself very lucky to be an alive former Saturn owner. it's amazing you survived.
Any of us that drove Saturns.
Yeah, for sure.
We made it out.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.